SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga ang bata pa lamang ay nakikibahagi na sa mga kaganapan sa politika, hindi sa kanyang pagtakbo o paghawak ng anumang upuan o pwesto, kundi sa pagsuporta sa partido na kanyang pinapaniwalaan. Kasama natin si Paul Mills. Good morning, Paul. What was your inspiration to be involved in politics at a very young age?
That the things you sort of see in society, that if they troubled you or if there's something you were passionate about, that you did get involved in whatever capacity that you were interested in, getting involved with, and having a say and getting your voice out there. So social justice for me was very much the thing I was passionate about growing up, and making sure people got a fair go. The fair go is very much a part of the Labor Party's fabric, and it was just the right fit for me.
So. You're younger than 25, but how old can you remember you have the first glimpse of the politics in your life?
So my father, who my mother met when we moved to Australia when I was young, he was involved in the Labor Party, and very much for you in the local political scene, and as his adopted son, it was just something that I was always a part of. So I've always sort of been involved in politics, and it's just been a part of my life as long as I can remember.
As you have mentioned, you started young. Maybe you've been to places campaigning. But why is it important for young adults like yourself to be involved in politics?
I think if there's something you believe in and it involves making a change in society, then I can speak for my personal belief. I believe if there's something you believe in and there's something in society that you want to change, I feel like you have an obligation to get involved and create the change you want to see. But something sort of instilled in a lot of young people as you go through school, and it doesn't have to be politics. It can be any sort of thing that you're passionate in. I think if you're passionate in something, then it's important to either get involved or lend a hand or have a say. If you don't do that, sort of society doesn't churn over and keep moving forward. I think that is really important. So if I could answer that question, I think it's if you believe in something, I believe that you have an obligation to yourself to get involved and make that change.
Yes, Super Saturday is coming for young adults, young people thinking, I know it's an obligation to vote, but in thinking who to vote, what should young adults always remember?
I think it's a personal choice. And in this country, we do have compulsory voting. I think that gives us the opportunity as young people to actually make time and have a think about what we believe in and what we want to see in the future. And, a lot of times people might be disillusioned, or they might not be sure, or they might not know who's running or what's going on. But for being able to vote gives us the opportunity to at least build on that and learn more over time.
And is it really important to really know who you are voting for, like dig deep?
Yes, I think it is. And also a lot of young people have a lot going on in their lives. And I think it also sends a message, if they may not know who they're voting for, to people who are involved in politics, to think, how can we better engage young people?
Mm.
So it's we're working in tandem here with young people who may not know, but then that's a good signal for us young people who are already in politics to go, okay, how can we improve on that? How can we get the message out there? So it's a never-ending sort of cycle in a sense.
Mm. In the Philippines, there's ongoing political problems, and even before the Sangguniang Kabataan, if you know that, it was postponed for several months before it pushed through. And they said that those who are involved in politics at a very young age, they tend to be corrupt, or they go the wrong way. What do you think of that?
I guess that might be a general view. But at the end of the day, we're all individuals. And because of that, you never know. People may put a brand on the general, population of young people, but everyone is different.
Mm.
And because everyone is different, there is an opportunity there to find someone who breaks the trend or breaks the status quo. And I think that's very important. Just because there's an overall view doesn't mean that we say, let's not give people a chance. You never know, you know. There's only so many leaders in history and that we generally look up to. And there's a reason for that, because they're diamonds in the rough. And we shouldn't deny young people the opportunity to, you know, maybe one day be the next sort of leader in that respect.
Yeah, so it means that when you get involved at a very young age, you're aware of what's happening around your surroundings. You're aware of the issues and you can choose to stand for one issue, isn't it?
Yeah, like there's a saying in politics, the personal is political. And that's because anything that happens in your life, it has some sort of involvement with politics, you could say. You know, the way society has been built, the way our culture is today, has been greatly influenced by politics. So when you're involved in young age, it's just sort of you could say that's just being acute to that the politics is personal and, you know, making a decision to get involved in whatever you believe in, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Having been involved with politics for your whole life, how do you manage to keep up with your busy young life and be involved with what's happening in the politics and raising awareness among the youth?
I think it's, luckily for me, it's part of my life. And I've had a long time to sort of work the ins and outs and make politics, my involvement in politics work for me. So if that sort of answers that question, I've sort of had the opportunity to sort of learn when and when not to get involved. And because, you know, I'm so passionate about what I believe in, it generally comes up in conversations with whoever I talk to and so forth. But my family and friends, they all know that what I do, and luckily they're supportive in what I do. And that's really given me the opportunity to sort of work around and lead a more balanced life, I could say. Even though politics does take a lot of my time, it's my choice and I'm still able to work around that, make time for other things in my life. So.
And it's doing you good.
I hope so.
What's your advice to young people who for the first time are voting this Super Saturday?
Whatever you believe in or lack thereof, use this opportunity to make a statement. If you're apathetic about politics, then that's your choice. If you believe in something, then you know that, you know, there's different parties and there's a party there for you. Always remember that, you know, a party is generally a collective of people who share the same values, and they might not always espouse everything that you believe in, but it's important to pursue a choice that helps lead, you know, our country in the direction that you sort of would like it to be seen as in the future.
And it's a belief that you must stand for, isn't it?
I think so. And like, however, it depends entirely on you how much you want to, you know, how passionate you are and how willing you are to get involved. But I think voting in its essence sends that message. And that, I think that is important.
Will we see a Paul Mills in the future in politics?
I like to think I'm involved already. So we'll just see how that goes, I would say.
Maybe our listeners will watch out for you then.
I hope if there's anyone listening that may be interested in politics, that what they take out of this interview is they get involved or at least look into it, because it's important that we create the change that we want to see or have our voices heard.
Very well said, Paul Mills. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.